refreshment comes through the scriptures. It's not the dead black and white letter on the page, but it is that the Spirit of God, who is the author of this book, stands behind every word he writes.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. But I want that kind of heart. I want His will with all my heart." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. Thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about weariness and refreshment. I don't suppose I'm talking to anybody out there that's tired, am I? Some of you have just gotten up. Some of you haven't even gotten up. You just rolled over and switched on that radio. Well, I'm sure that there are hundreds of you out there feeling very weary, very tired, and very much in need of some refreshment. I've been talking to you about refreshing your soul with the reading of the Bible. There really is no other source like it. You can read thousands and thousands of books about the Bible. You can go to church and you can listen to sermons. You can switch on your radio and listen to Elizabeth Elliot and 1,000 other people. But it will never, never take the place of opening your own Bible in quietness before God, asking Him by His Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your heart, the eyes of faith, and to help you to understand. And then closing your Bible and going and doing what God has told you in that time. If you're weary, what you don't need is a lot more noise. There's so much noise in the world, isn't there? For the last couple of days, there has been a hurricane offshore here in Massachusetts. It didn't come anywhere near the shore, but the effects were very obvious, very visible, and very audible in my house. I have been hearing the most wonderful noise, the thunder of the surf. We live on a little cove, so usually the ocean is almost like a mill pond. It's so calm and quiet there. But when there are storms out at sea, we get the dramatic effects along the shore. And on Saturday last week, I could hardly keep my mind on my house cleaning and the other things that I had to do because I had a ringside seat watching the 10-foot rollers and the crashing breakers on the rocks and the white foam as it rushed and roared into the tide pool below my house. And each night for the last couple of nights, I've gone to sleep with that loud but very soothing, refreshing noise. Well, there aren't too many kinds of noise that I think of as soothing, but the ocean is one of them. Silence, quietness, is a very precious thing in the sight of God. We read in the book of Revelation chapter 8 that there was silence in heaven for the space of half an hour. Isn't that interesting? That there's a time length, a time limit given to the silence which was kept in heaven. And that was preceded by thunder, horses, martyrs, earthquakes, hail, fire, blood, fearful judgment. But in between all of those things, the angels stood in the presence of God, and there was utter silence. Have we learned to stand in silence with our mouths shut and our hearts open? We must be quiet in order to know Him. Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Maybe I'm speaking to someone who has suffered a major trauma. You have been shocked, shattered, stunned, just thrown completely off balance by something, some piece of news that has come, someone is ill, someone is dead, some calamity, what is your first reaction? To scream? To grab your chest and say, oh no? Well, all of those are natural human reactions, aren't they? But I would hope that it wouldn't be very long before it would occur to you to simply stand in silence before God, or kneel in silence, or sit, or lie, just spreading your hands open before Him and saying, Lord, this didn't take You by surprise. You knew about this all along. Help me, Lord, to respond as one of Your children should respond. The scripture says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask his friends. No. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, without making them feel foolish or guilty. Ask, and it shall be given. Wait for light, it will be given. Is any of you very tired? I want to read to you just one of these brief paragraphs from my book, A Lamp for My Feet. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. That's from Proverbs 11:25. And from Isaiah 58:10-11, if you satisfy the needs of the wretched, the Lord will satisfy your needs. Do you often feel like parched ground, unable to produce anything worthwhile? I do. When I'm in need of refreshment, it isn't easy to think of the needs of others. But I've found that if, instead of praying for my own comfort and satisfaction, I ask the Lord to enable me to give to others, an amazing thing often happens. I find my own needs wonderfully met. Refreshment comes in ways I would never have thought of, both for others and then, incidentally, for myself. And the prayer with which I end this little entry is, Lord, be as the dew to me today. That's D-E-W. As you were to Israel, that I may flower like the lily. And that's from Hosea chapter 14, verse 5. Can you find Hosea real fast in your Bible? Well, maybe you need a little practice. And if you just read the Bible over and over and over again, memorize the books of the Bible, which you'll find in the table of contents in the beginning, you won't find it so hard to locate the minor prophets. I learned the minor prophets just through a little song that we used to sing in Daily Vacation Bible School. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. And to tell you the truth, I still have to sing that to myself in order to find Zechariah and Zephaniah. Refreshment comes through the scriptures. It's not the dead black and white letter on the page, but it is that the Spirit of God, who is the author of this book, stands behind every word He writes. He's willing to give us light. He's willing to give us refreshment. You remember when Jesus met a very tired woman. Jesus Himself was very tired. You know the story. He was so tired that He sat down by the well. And while He was sitting there, a woman came who must have been very tired. How do I know that? Well, it says that she lived with five men. I can't think of anything more exhausting. I find it a little bit tiring once in a while to live with one man. And I'm very grateful to God for that one man who is my husband. But as this woman came to draw water from the well, Jesus engaged her in conversation. And you remember that He asked her to give Him a drink, and she was shocked because she was a Samaritan, and Jews don't speak to Samaritans. And so she was also surprised that He was sitting there by the well with no bucket to draw water from. And He said these strange words to her. He said, if only you knew what God gives and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would have asked Him, and He would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have no bucket, and this well is deep. How can you give me living water? Are you greater Then Jacob, our ancestor, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, he and his sons and his cattle. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never suffer thirst anymore. The water that I shall give him will be an inner spring, always welling up for eternal life. And you can imagine the woman's relief and surprise. She said, oh, sir, please give me this water, and then I won't be thirsty, nor will I have to come all this way to haul water. She was a tired woman. Jesus offers you the same water of life, the water which, if you drink, you will never be thirsty again. I want to read you a little poem by Grace Noel Crowell. Dear heart, God does not say today, be strong. He knows your strength is spent. He knows how long the road has been, how weary you have grown. For he who walked the earthly roads alone, each bogging lowland and each long steep hill, can understand. And so he says, be still and know that I am God. The hour is late, and you must rest a while, and you must wait until life's empty reservoirs fill up as slow rain fills an empty, upturned cup. He only asks today that you be still. Are you afraid of something and so you can't be still? I understand that Ruth Graham, Billy's wife, has over her desk this motto, fear not the future, God is already there. May this be refreshment for those of you who are tired today.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.